Ladies and gentlemen, round one. On your marks, get set, start shucking.
That's right, he said shucking. Knives and shells flew yesterday as 13 men and women battled it out in the oyster shucking contest at the International Boston Seafood Show.
I want to call to attention, watch the different styles. Some are on the table, some are in the hand. Some are going through the lip, some are going through the hinge.
The mood was buoyant at the 28th Annual Seafood Show held at the Boston Conference and Exhibition Center because this industry, unlike so many others in the floundering economy, is doing well. WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov explains why.
These days, consumers are looking for value when they buy seafood. That means fewer people are eating seafood at a restaurant, but more are buying it at the grocery store.
Seafood was sort of the star. It had a very good 2009.
It rose to star status in the supermarket aisles, where sales grew by 7%, says Steve Lutz. He's executive vice president of the Perishables Group, a firm that consults to the fresh food industry. He compares that with a 2% growth in meat departments and an 8% drop-off in restaurant going. What's been driving seafood sales up in the supermarkets is the perception that you can get a great deal.
Halibut's one of the most expensive per-pound item, and it retails at close to $13 a pound. In 2009, halibut did quite well and actually increased volume because of a reduction in retail price.
Lobster saw an 80% jump in sales last year over the year before. Butch Brower does consumer research for the Nielsen organization. He says last year wealthy shoppers bought 78% of all seafood, but that's changing.
The demographics are showing that it's appealing to more and more consumers. I think the lobster story is a huge example of that.
The lobster story is about how a catch that was once perceived as a luxury item has come to the people. That happened because last year lobster prices crashed to historic lows, and it suddenly appeared on more fast food menus and greatly discounted in supermarket fish tanks.
You can see in tail form. You
stuffed can see, lobster tails even?
Yes,
you can buy them frozen?
Yes. You can see also value-added product with lobster like we have in the showcase.
Spiros Tourkakis is pointing to rows and rows of lobster tails in a display case at the International Boston Seafood Show. Tourkakis is executive vice president of East Coast Seafood, the world's largest distributor of lobster. He says the price dropped because Maine fishermen caught more fresh lobster at the same time Canadian fisheries put frozen stocks on the market.
In fact, currently there is a very strong market for frozen product. The reason for that is because the inventories are pretty much being depleted.
The price swings of fish, coupled with the variety of offerings from the sea, make the industry more resilient during a downturn.
It's been a wild ride, but it's actually been kind of fun.
Richard Stavis is president of Stavis Seafood, a Boston family-owned business that wholesales domestic and imported seafood. They sold more fish last year than the year before, and cheaper fish sold best.
People have been able to switch in between species. That's one thing that allows seafood to really adapt to this environment. You've always got a different opportunity out there.
Stavis says you can't change your offerings as much with chicken and beef, but a restaurant can switch from crab to monkfish if the price is right. What's also selling fish are the health benefits. Steve Lutz of the Perishables Group says consumers rank seafood as healthier than beef or chicken.
Omega-3s are obviously the glamour part of seafood and what's catching the press. You know, that's the beneficial attribute.
Seafood processors and distributors predict sales will continue to grow this year. And that makes fishermen optimistic because stronger demand means they reel in greater profits. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Meyerov.
A quick postscript. This year's winner of the Seafood Show's Oyster Shucking Contest was William Young from Wellfleet, otherwise known as Chopper Young. He's the current Guinness World Champion and has taken home Boston's $500 prize for four straight years.